when peace comes, the landmines do not recognize peace and they continue to kill. We need $296 million to support 23 countries and territories. This is not much in the grand scheme of things. Mine clearance remains the big chunk of the funding that is needed because it's expensive. It takes time depending on the terrain where we work, the conditions, the security condition as well. Victim assistance is also an area that needs more support. It is very important for us at En Masse to ensure that victim assistance goes all the way to the reintegration of victims into their society. So 20% of these 296 million have been secured so far, and it is very, very important that we make noise around that issue and that everybody understands in the donors community that you will not have any safe return of displaced populations and refugees if the terrain remains contaminated. And this is not an impossible issue. It is just a matter of money. The more money, the more teams, the faster progress will be made.
Absolutely. And of course, we wish you the very best of luck and speedy progress on this. But in the sense that you're getting money from one hand, are the governments helping you on the other hand?
There is a compact that needs to be sealed at the beginning of our partnership. We are two in that task, and the government has to demonstrate some traction, some engagement. They need to put something in to show that they are right. We also need to show and help them comply with the treaties they have joined. And if they have not joined these treaties, we make it as a whole, the United Nations as a whole, we make sure that they are taking the right action to join the treaties that ban the weapons, that they stop the manufacturing, they stop importing. Because you're right, it would be meaningless to expend so much energy, efforts, to put my own team at risk. We are in the front lines of what we do, and we will not do all of this if the country misbehaves, so to speak.
Final question to you. You said there was some progress and, in fact, good news coming out of Afghanistan. Can you give me a bit more on that?
Afghanistan has cleared 75% of their territory. 25% remain. It's an Afghan program. They are outstandingly good and committed. Afghanistan has prepared a wonderful, praised business plan to finish clear Afghanistan by 2023 at the latest. They're working hard. We need to help them with the money. We do not want to see Afghan deminers well-trained, lots of skills and discipline. We don't want to see these young men unemployed with the skills they have in handling explosives. That surely would contribute to the economic recovery of the country if we could continue to employ them. And today, we are laying them off because we cannot pay their salaries.